often must ponder. When all alone it comes over my mind, 'tis of that stranger, that heavenly wonder, who in compassion came seeking mankind. Lonely dear Jesus, lonely I ponder over my sins and the future of woe. Yet thou art calling, O Lord, I surrender. Jesus, thy love and thy mercy bestow. Why come from heaven and travail in sorrow? Why bear our burden of sin on thy cross? Did he not see us all hopeless forever, bound to destruction and infinite loss? Lonely, dear Jesus, lonely I ponder over my sins and a future of woe. Yet thou art calling, O Lord, I surrender. Jesus, thy love and thy mercy bestow.
It is indeed a pleasure to be coming your way once again by means of radio with a short message from the Word of God. With a special day of Thanksgiving coming soon, I believe it'd be good for us to consider this verse in Psalms 50:23. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I shew the salvation of God. We could expect more favor and blessings from God if we were more interested in doing His will concerning us. Did you notice that the verse there said, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me"? God is worthy of our praise, and He wants us to be thankful, not one day in the year only, but every day. Listen to this, the thankful heart. For all that God in mercy sends, for health and children, home and friends, for comfort in the time of need, for every kindly word or deed, for happy thoughts and holy talk, for guidance in our daily walk, in everything give thanks. For beauty in this world of ours, for verdant grass and lovely flowers, for songs of birds, for hum of bees, for the refreshing summer breeze, for hill and plain, for stream and wood, for the great ocean's mighty flood, in everything give thanks. For the sweet sleep which comes with night, for the returning morning light, for the bright sun that shines on high, for the stars glittering in the sky, for these and everything we see, O Lord, our heart we lift to Thee, in everything give thanks. Listen now to the 14th and 15th verses of this 50th chapter of Psalms. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. How fitting it was for the early pilgrims in 1621 to have that special day of thanksgiving after a hard winter of near starvation. They were thankful for the harvest. They were thankful that God had spared those who remained, even though a large number of the early sailors had died during that year. It seems to me that it would be well if we, as the people of America, should pause long enough to consider our God-given blessings, lest in the hustle and bustle of our day, we should drift too far from the fundamental principles of the Word of God. Instead of rioting, looting, stealing, and things of this nature, the people of our nation should be on bended knees before God, imploring His guidance and leadership. And when we consider what God has done for us, we can see how much we have for which to offer thanks. Listen to these words from Philippians 4, 6, 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here's another verse from 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. That sounds to me like a note of victory. When the Apostle Paul considered how great was the price of our redemption, he expressed it this way in 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And also in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I would also like to recall to your mind another scene when Christ himself fed the multitude of people. Listen, as I began in Mark 8:5, and he asked them, how many loaves have ye? They said, seven. And he commanded people to sit down on the ground, and he took the seven loaves, and gave thanks, and brake, and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people, and they had a few small fishes, and he blessed, and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left seven baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. Now I want you to especially notice, before they ate, Christ gave thanks. How fitting that was, and how much we should learn from these lessons which he taught the people in his day there when he fed the multitude. Now here's another scripture that may be a little hard to receive at face value. But first listen to it. In Ephesians 5 and verse 20 it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice especially the words, giving thanks always for all things unto God. That wouldn't leave much time or place for grumbling and complaining, would it? So we see that Jesus taught by example, how he gave thanks, and we should learn from this example. And of course, in this scripture that I just gave you, we notice that it said to give thanks always for all things unto God. Now, here's our example of one who did this. In Luke 22:17, we find these words, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Now in this case, the cup represented one of suffering and death. For it was in the giving of his body and life that Christ brought redemption to us. You see, it's not hard to give thanks for something you enjoy. But here he was giving thanks as the Son of God in offering himself for our salvation. And this included suffering and the forsaking of the disciples and, of course, eventually the death on the cross. If you think it's hard to give thanks for a trial of persecution, then consider what Daniel did when his enemies had conspired against him to destroy his life. Listen to this verse from Daniel 6:10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. You see, the threats of his enemies didn't stop him from giving thanks. He just continued right on giving thanks to God. Shall we pray? Our gracious Father, we're indeed thankful to thee today with all of our hearts for your blessings. We're grateful that you set an example for us how we should be thankful and how we should live with the praise of God in our hearts and upon our lips continually. Bless each one who hears the broadcast, and may it bring to them comfort and strength. Give them grace to bravely endure everything which you shall send their way, and to thee we'll give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, friends, may I take just a moment to tell you that this message is brought your way by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We certainly appreciate those who cooperate with us in helping to make this possible to go forth over this radio station each week. And, of course, if we may be of any help to you in a spiritual way, or if you have problems or sickness which you feel you would like for someone to agree with you in prayer for them, be sure to let us know when you write. Here's our song now, He's Done So Much For Me. The singers are Bob and Dora Forbes.
How can I ever praise my Lord enough? He's done so much for me. He saved my soul and set my spirit free. Opened blinded eyes and now I see. Lightnings flash, thunders roll, yet He keeps my weary, trembling soul. How can I ever praise my Lord enough? He's done so much for me. How can I ever praise my Lord enough? He's done so much for me. My sins are blotted out with His own blood. Just think of what He's done for me. How can you ever hear reject His love? Friends like Him are here so few. Just think of all my Lord has done for me. He will do the very same for you. Lightnings flash, thunders roll, yet He keeps my weary, trembling soul. How can I ever praise my Lord enough? He's done so much for me.
And now, friends, may I offer one final suggestion. When Thanksgiving Day rolls around, you sit down to the table, supplied with a bountiful supply of food, with your loved ones around you, why don't you remember that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights? We should love Him more than the good gifts which He sends our way. And we should not forget that He is ever mindful of us and of our needs, and I believe it would please Him to offer thanks. Will you do that? Until we meet again, may God's richest blessings be with each of you. This is Willie Murphy saying a very cheerful goodbye.